Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpower. This is your host, Karma Spence. Today I'm speaking with Craig James, the president of Sales Solutions, a consulting and training company. Craig, welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers.
Thanks, Karma. It's great to be here.
Just so listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little about your journey to success in public speaking?
Sure, Karma. I'd be happy to. Well, it wasn't quite the journey I had expected, I should start off by saying. I've always been very comfortable in one-on-one situations. And one day, several years ago, I had a really, really bad experience where I literally froze in front of an audience of about 30 people.
Ooh.
I was terrified, as you can imagine, and determined never to let that happen again. So what I did was enroll in a program by an organization called Communispond. And what they do is put you through two days of very intensive training with a half dozen other people who are in your situation, and you essentially go through a lot of role plays and they videotape you. You can see and hear what you're doing well and what you're doing wrong. That worked out great until I had two more freezes subsequent to that and realized that I needed some more frequent reinforcement, at which point I then moved to New York and got involved with a Toastmasters club, which two times a week. And that really is what sealed the deal as far as my public speaking improvement.
So, given your experience, do you believe that public speaking is a learned skill or something that you're born with?
Oh, that's a great question, and I don't want to punt on this, but I will to a certain degree. I really think it's both. We all know people who are natural orators. They have the lead role in the school play. They were valedictorians of their high school. They just have a penchant for speaking, and they're fearless. And then you have folks like me who had the experience that I just mentioned a moment ago, but who is now, through a lot of practice and sweat and hard work, an effective speaker in front of groups up to 500.
Okay. So imagine, if you will, that you are a public speaking superhero. What do you believe would be your main superpower?
Oh, my goodness. I think that my main power would be the capacity to remain calm, cool, and collected when I'm about to begin a speech or presentation. I think to get to that point, you really need to learn and master the basics of public speaking. Things like maintaining eye contact with your audience, not fidgeting, not pacing back and forth, eliminating a lot of bad habits like saying ah or and really being in control of yourself, and doing it frequently enough really become comfortable being in front of an audience, practicing a lot, and lastly, Karma, accepting the fact that you will never be perfect, that that's okay.
Right. In fact, a lot of the people I've been interviewing have been saying that being authentically you is a very important part of being an effective public speaker.
Absolutely.
If you met someone who wanted to develop this particular superpower that you have, what advice would you give them?
Karma, I would advise them to take the path that I did. No surprise there. Take a course, something like Communispond, where they video you and you can see and hear how you look and sound. But follow that up with something like a Toastmasters, where you are meeting on a regular basis to learn new and better skills and to practice those skills and to refine them. And then lastly, be proactive in seeking out opportunities to outside of your practice environment. That's the advice that I would give to someone looking to improve his or her public speaking skills and have that public speaking superpower.
Yeah, having that calmness is definitely something worthwhile having, because public speaking is such a fear-inspiring behavior, I guess, for so many people.
As we've all heard, for most people, the fear of public speaking is greater than the fear of death and bugs.
I had not heard the bugs.
That one I've heard.
Wow. Well, yeah, you know, actually, I'd much rather get up on stage and talk in front of an audience than have a spider walk across my hand. So I can understand that.
Would I both, Karma?
Well, thank you so much, Craig, for giving us some of your insights into public speaking and sharing with us your superpower.
Well, Karma, it was my pleasure, and I hope it was to your liking and to your audience's liking.
Yes, indeed. This is Karma Spence, your host of Public Speaking Superpowers, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on his picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.